Yesterday we spoke a little bit about the opinion quoted by the Shita Mekubetzes on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and by the Tosfos and the first Daf and Nida, that Beis Amud Aleph, that the Kololei HaPsak of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid B'Shus HaRabim only applies to Tumas Magra, doesn't apply to Tumah HaYotza Olam Migufayim. So we mention that there are differences in Halacha between these are two different categories of Tumah. Tosfos didn't invent it on their own. There are differences on the level of the Raisa and differences on the level of the Rabbanan. So we mentioned on the level of the Raisa that in Shiluach Tameim and Amachna, there are three Machnas. There's Machna Shechina, where all Tameim are not allowed, none of the Tameim are allowed to enter. Then there's Machna Leviyah, that it's only Osir if you have a Tumah HaYotza Olam Migufay. And Balkari is a question in the Gemara, a question in the Rishonim, whether Balkari is a Tumah Smag or Tumas Riya. And then Yerushalayim, only Mitzarayim Arosa, the other Tumah Yotza L'Megufa Mutter to enter Yerushalayim. Ayoros HaMekav Hizchem, also the same, only Mitzarayim Arosa to enter, and the others are Mutter. So there's another, then we said the differences on the level of the Rabbanan, that Chalas Chutz Lortz is a coin, Chalas Chutz only Mutter for a coin to eat. Chalas Eretz Yisrael is real Chalas Deraisa. Chalas Bizman is only the Rabbanan, but still it's Kain Deraisa. So no Tomei is permitted to eat Chalas in Eretz Yisrael. Chalas Chutzos is only also to one who has Tumah Yotza Olam Migufa. So that's a Din Rabbanan. But on the level of Deraisa, we show that there's a difference by Shiluach Tmeim from the Machna Leviya. There's another obvious difference that I should have mentioned yesterday. There's a Mishnah in Psochim. When you have a Pesach Habo B'Tumah, when you have a din that Tumah Korban Sibur is mutter to be makrib in a state of Tumah, the Mishnah says only Tumas Maga, not Tumah Yotza Olam Migufay. If the Kohen himself is a Zav or a Metzora or something like that, then you're not matir. Pesach Habo B'Tumah is only mutter for the people who are Tumah Maga, not for those who are have a Tumah Yotza Olam Migufay. So that's but one opinion, and the Balei HaTosfos says Tosfos does not hold like that. Our Tosfos holds that even when you get to Yoledes, which is Tumah Yotza Olam Migufay, the rules of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRab and B'Shus HaYachid do apply. But the Shita Mekubetzes quotes, and Tosfos says our sugya the way Tosfos interprets the sugya, that if there would be one Sofik, you would be Machmeh, if you have a Svek Sveki, you would be Mekel. The Tosfos says it refers to the Bailo. Isa Labaila, that's judged like all Isurim Daraisa. Sofik Daraisa Lechumas, Svek Sveka Lekulam. But with respect to the Tumas Yoledes, it would depend on Rishus HaYachid versus Rishus HaRam. And the other Rishayim said no, that with respect to Tumas Yotza L'Megufa, those Kloli HaPsak do not apply. Then we just mentioned 2 days ago, it's worth mentioning again, that Tosfos clearly thinks Yoledes Labaila is an issue of Kores. Nonetheless, Tosfos thinks that Sofik Daraisa Lechumas, Svek Sveka Lekulam. The Mishnah Melech raised the possibility maybe Svek Sveka Lukula only applies to Yisuri Lavim, it shouldn't apply to Yisuri Kor. Why? So we explained, based on the Ra'or and the Rashbo, both learned by the Ramban. So every so often the Rashbo wrote a Sefer Torah Abayis. Torah Abayis, the whole Chelek Aleph Yerodeh is based on the Torah Abayis of the Rashbo. Different parts of the Shulchan Aruch are based on different Rishonim. Big chunks of Chashim Mishpat are based on Sefer HaTrumos. And most of the Shulchan Aruch is word for word from the Rambam, but Chelek Aleph and Hilchos Avelos is all based on the Rosh and the Ramban and Hilchos Avelos. But Chelek Aleph Yerodeh is straight from the Rashbo and the Torah Abayis. So the Rashbo writes his opinions, he writes in Torah Abayis, he quotes a lot from the Ramban, and then you have the Hasogas on the side of the page of the Torah Abayis. You have the Hasogas that's called Berak Abayis. He's fixing up the bias of the Rashba. He's correcting all the mistakes that he thinks the Rashba made. Every so often the Rashba will quote something from the Ramban, and the Ra'or thinks that he heard differently from the Ramban. They have a lot of machlokes. And so in one place, the Rashba talks about Svek Sveka Lukula B'Deraisa. So the Ra'or gives his understanding of why Svek Sveka is Lukula. So he says the original place where it says that Svek Sveka Lekula is in Ksubis, Daf Tesam and Aleph. So if you have one suffix over there, suffix deraisa lechumra, it shouldn't really be lechumra over there, because the girl has a cheskas heta labailo. The suffix is whether the woman was nesra labailo or not, so she really should be muteris. It's only a chumra midirabana, what we call milo asa biyuchsan. Milo means a chumra. The chacham made a chumra not to be makal based on suffix. The Ra'o holds that suffix deraisa lechumra is midiraisa, but not if you have a cheskas heta. You have a cheskas heter. She's really materis labaila. It's only a chumra midirabbanan. My loss of a yuchsin. So if you have a sveika, you have a suffik if there is an isa derabbanan or not. So that's sveika derabbanan lakula. Sveika lakula is another way of saying that sveika derabbanan lakula, because the suffik deraisa in that case is only a chumra midirabbanan. The achrayim were not aware of this ra'o. The Shita Mukubetz quotes it also. The achrayim were not aware. But they say the Prima Gaudim says this within the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion, we read the Rambam the other day. The Rambam writes in the end of Perek Tes in Hilchas Tumas Meis that you should know, keep in mind, that all the Sveikas, every Sveika, the Raisa Luchum is only with the Rabbanan. So the Prima Gaudim writes in his little Sefer in the Ginas Verodim, oh, according to the Rambam, that Sveika, the Raisa Luchum itself is only with the Rabbanan, then we understand very well why Sveika is Lukula. It's a suffix if there is an Issa Derabban, because Sveika Deraisa Luchum itself is only Mid Derabban.
But the Sheet of Sveika Deraisa, how are we supposed to understand Sveika?
So the Rajbo holds that the Ra'o holds that there is no such thing. Sveika usually is Luchumra, just like Sveika Deraisa Luchumra, Sveika is also Luchumra. The only time it's Lukula is in that case in Ksubis, on the Tesam and Aleph, because the first suffix was only a Luchumra Mid Derabbanan. Because Minatur, she has a cheskas heta labailo, and it's only mailo asa biyuchsin. But in any other case of svek sveke, and it didn't derise, it'll be lechumer. That's how the Ra'o holds. Other Rishonim say not so. The Shach quotes a Tshuvas HaRashbo, that svek sveke mitam roiv. That's what people usually say. It's a svek sveke, abisofik, is it A or B? It's 50-50. Then within B, it could be it's either C or D. So that's also 50-50. So it's 75%. Stodim lahokel, and 25% lahachmer. So that's svek svek and mitam rov. That's how the Tshuvas HaRashbo writes. The Shach and Yerideh quotes that. And the Klali svek svek. So if one should hold like the Rambam, that sveka deraisa luchumer is only midirabbanan, and hold like the Prima Gaudim writes in the Ginas Verodim, that's the reason why svek sveka lukule, because it's only a sveka deraisa luchumer is only midirabbanan. So whenever you have a svek svek, it's a suffik if there is an isa derabbanan, a suffik and a suffik. So then, according to what it says in the brackets, added on in the last halacha in Perek Tes in Hilchas Tumas Meis, that when did I say? That's what they have added on. The Pashta says that it's a faulty manuscript that the Beis Yosef, that the Kes Mishnah quotes there. Pashta says that it's not correct. Because the Rambam writes, you should know that all sveikas deraisa luchum is only with the Rabbanan, even in Hilchus Shabbos and even in Hilchus Arayis, and Dini Arayis. Shabbos and Arayis you have kares, and nonetheless he says sofik deraisa luchum is only with the Rabbanan. And in they added on the Kesa Mishnah quotes that he had in some manuscripts, and they printed it in our editions of the Rambam in brackets inside the Rambam. Pashta is not correct. That when do I say Sveika deraisa luchum is only with the Rabbanan by Yisuri Lavim, but by Yisuri Kores, then it's Sveika deraisa luchum and deraisa. Why? So the Degel Reuven explained. We spoke about it recently, no? We didn't? I spoke about it in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. The Degel Reuven was Rabbi Katz, was the Rav in Petach Tikva. Rabbi Katz, I think his name was, no? And his son used to be a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, Rabbi Michal Katz. And the son used to say, his father's Sefer has been accepted like the Ktzais. Not exactly, but almost, you never heard of it. Degel Reuven. He has drushes also called Degel Reuven. He has drushes, Dedoy Reuven, Degel Reuven. So in the Degel Reuven, that's what he explains, that the Ramban al-Torah writes in Parshas Vayikra, that if a person violates an aver b'shegig, he needs kapor, he has to bring a chatos, that's only by chayvi krisis. But by chayvi laban, you don't have to have any kapor. Because b'chayv alavin an aver b'shegig is not an aver at all, because it's only an isa gavra, and the isa gavra is if he does a merid, if he's rebelling against the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if he violated b'shegig, he didn't do any act of merit, so he doesn't need any kapara. But in chayv krisa, that's an isa chepzah. That's like eating poison. You're going to die if you eat poison. Well, he ate the poison in mezer of b'shegig. You don't have to be a merid. So the isa kares is an isa chepzah. It's going to have a negative effect. It's like poison to the neshama. It's going to have a negative effect on the neshama. So then you need a kapara. That's his Ramban. So he said that's what. And the Mesil Sushan writes that Safik Daraisa Luchumra, it's like poison. Of course, Safik Daraisa Luchumra. You have to go Luchumra. So, if that's the reason why it's like poison, so then we understand why the Rambam distinguishes between Koris and Chavi Alavin. The Koris is in Isa Chepta, it's like poison, so there, Safik Daraisa Luchumra, Menat Torah. And all the Chavi Alavin is only in Isa Gavra, merit against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if you violate a Bishogig, so you don't need any Kapara. And there it's possible to say that Safik Daraisa Lukula Midaraisa, it's only Lukumi Midarabbanah. If it's a Safik, it's not really rebelling against the Ratzon Hashem. We're not sure that it's really treif. So if you put that together, if you say that Girsa and the Rambam, which I'll be Pashtus, is not correct, because the Rambam said even by Rayas and even by Shabbos, we say Safik Daraisa Lukumi is only Midarabbanah. So the Kesem Mishnah defends it. That Ksaviyad, that Girsa. So he says, when the Rambam says Arayis, he means Grusha Lekoyin. He don't call Grusha Lekoyin Aray, but there's no Koris. Or Mamzeres LeYisrael. When the Rambam says Shabbos, he means Tchumen. Rambam happens to hold that Tchumen is Deraisa. Tchumen Yud Beis Mudas Deraisa. Usually when you mention Shabbos, he means Alamet Has Malachas. You don't think Tchumen, you don't talk about Tchumen. It's a very big Doichik. The simple reading of the Rambam is not like that, Girsa. Pasha says that that manuscript that the Kesem Mishnah quoted is not what the Rambam meant. But that's what they say. That's what the Kesem Mishnah liked it like that. So if you say like that, and the reason why Svek Svek and Lukula is because Safik Deraisa Luchumer is only with the Rabbana. So if you have a Safik Deraisa, it's a Safik Derabbana. Then by Chabi Krisis, you should say that Svek Svek is Luchumra. It should follow. So this Tesis holds not so. Tesis holds Beferish. That you say Svek Svek Olukula Lo Oisro Labayla. You say Svek Svek Olukula. Even though Isa Yoledus Labayla is like Nida, is going to be Koris. Still, you say Svek Svek Olukula. So the Mishnah Lamelech, I don't think he quotes this Tosfos. Mishnah Lamelech, who raises the issue, quotes a Ramah. He says that by the Ashkenazim, they're Mekel on this. He quotes a Ramah in the middle of Hilchas Nida, that the Ramah is Mater and Isha Labayla if you have a Svek Svek. But he says, not so convinced that the Ashkenazim are right. Here, okay, Tosfos was also an Ashkenazi. But it didn't begin with the Ramah. It began, the Tosfos says, Beferish over here, that Linya Lo Yisrael Labayla, you say Svek Svek Alukula. Yeah. Degel Reuven explains, he likes that Girsa and the Ramah. That by Chabi Krisis, Sveka deraisa luchumer mederaisa. He says because by Chabi Krisis it's in Isa Chepze, and by Chabi Lavin it's only in Isa Gavra. And whenever it's in Isa Chepze, so then it's like poison. So poison, be Sophic, you have to be careful. You can't be Mata Sophic poison. And he says that's what it says in the Ramban in Parshas Vayikra, that one only, if a person does an aver b'shegig, he needs a kapara. So the Ramban points out it's only if he did an aver sheish b'kosher, it's done a koris, shegos achatas. If it's only yalav, there's no koris and there's no chatas. Why? So the Ramban sounds like he says, that's Mishnah is like that. It's done a koris, shegos achatas. That's pshat in the Chumash. But the Ramban sounds like he explained why, because any other aver is shame, but course, if you violate a b'shogeg, it's not considered an aver, you don't need any kapar. So it sounds like what he's saying is that the aver by Chayv Lavin is the element of merit. So if you do b'shogeg, so there was no merit, so there's no aver at all. Except for Chayv Krisis, that's an isa chefzen. That's like poison to the soul. So poison, you're going to die, whether you eat it b'shogeg or b'mezen. So that's why by Chayv Krisis, you need a kapara, even b'shoigig, even though you didn't realize that you were doing anything wrong. There was no element of merit, but still it's poison to the soul because it's a chavi krisis. So this is Degel Reuven, famous Degel Reuven, mekubal bo'elam ha'yeshivas kemo haktos. Rav Reuven Katz. Yeah. That's why it's called Degel Reuven. Made a mistake. It's not Reb Reuven Katz. Tov. Okay. These are famous topics. Then we learned the Gemara on the top of Omid Beis. B'chor Shenitraf. V'yo Amar Ra'ula Amar Ablaza. B'chor Shenitraf. So there's no opinion of Ben. So Machlag is Rashi and the Rabbein and Tam. What it means. The Rabbein and Tam means he's not dead. On the Yom Lamed Aleph. The baby is not alive. The Chi opinion of Ben doesn't get off the ground until the Yom Lamed Aleph. So if the baby is, the way Rashi learned, baby was Neharag in the Toch Shloshim. B'chor Odom Shenerag B'toch Shloshim Yom. Of course there's no opinion of Ben. The Chi opinion of Ben begins on the Yom Lamed Aleph. So Rashi obviously thinks the Chi opinion of Ben begins right away on the condition that it's going to be a Bar Kayom. So Tosh said, how can it be? So what if you know that it's Kol Aloch Hadoshev? If it's Biyodush, it's Kol Aloch Hadoshev. If it's a full-term pregnancy, then you don't need Shloshim Yom to be Mevara that he's not an Eifel. You assume right away that the Gemara has a din. If a baby dies within 30 days of being born, then there's no Avelus, because you assume it may have been an Eifel, and it's a Sufik. Sofik Avelus Lahokal, so you don't observe Avelus. Unless it's Biyadush, Kala Chadoshev. If you know it's a full term pregnancy, then even if it dies within 30 days, also there would be Avelus. So Tosis says, what do you mean? If you know Bevada that it was a full term pregnancy, you can do Pinyin Aben the day the baby's born. The only reason why you have to wait till Yom Lamed Aleph is to be Mevarer, that is not a Nefil. No, Tosis says, it's not true. It's beferish not true, they prove in the Gemara. So Rashi apparently holds the Chi opinion of Ben begins the day the baby is born, but you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah till Yom Laman Aleph. That's interesting. You have a Chi to do a mitzvah. The Chi to do the mitzvah is Chal, the day the baby is born, but you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah till later. Is there such a thing? You have a Chi to do a mitzvah today, the Chi is Chal today, but you're unable to be Mekayim the mitzvah today. There's such a Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi seems to say beferish when it comes leil sukkis you mechayiv to shake a lulav. The kedushas hayom of sukkis is mechayiv and atilas lulav, but you can't be mechayiv the mitzvah till the yom. So the orach laneri asked now Rashi, what do you mean? How can you say there's a chayiv balayla, chayiv shofar, schal leil Rosh Hashanah, the chayiv is to blow the shofar, but you can't be mechayiv the mitzvah till the morning? And afkamina for the dinim of dicha yetzal mitzvahs, ol benitche yidoche. So Rashi holds that there is such a thing. You have a chiyuv to do a the chiyuv is chal with the kedushas hayom. When the kedushas hayom of Rosh Hashanah or Sukkah is entered, you mechayiv to blow shofar, you mechayiv to shake a lulav, but you can't be mekayim the mitzvah till late. So Rashi lushitasi can say the same over here. Chiyuv pinyan ben is chal the day the baby is born, on the condition that he survives till a yom lamed aleph. You should turn out that he's not a nefil, and you can only be mekayim the mitzvah after the yom lamed aleph. Can't be mekayim it before. So Tais is not happy with that. They say that's unreasonable. Rabbi Natam says, no, the baby is not dead. On the Yom Lam, the baby is alive. But he's a Gavra Ketilo. One who's a Trefa is considered a Gavra Ketilo. Benegir to what? Let's say, Mesim Chavshim. A person is dead, is Potam and Amitzvahs. So you say, a person who's a Trefa doesn't have to daven anymore, doesn't have to put on tefillin, doesn't have to be Mekai Mitzvahs. No, he's not a Gavra Ketilo, Benegir to Mitzvahs. Is gabrik tila hahargo ein a neragolov. That's one din. I mean, again, you need a pasuk by pidyon aben. You need a pasuk to tell you that if he's a gabrik tila, so you're not mechuyev in pidyon aben. It's a big chiddush because the gabrik tila story is very restricted. Doesn't apply to other halachas. Mar said beferish that he's chayv in all the mitzvahs, even though he's a gabrik tila. Fine. So that we learned. That was the machlokes. Rashi and the Rabbein Tam, what is how do you translate the words B'chor Shenitraf? B'toch Lamad Yoyim, Potter from Pidyon Aben. Then the next Gemara, again, V'yo Amar Ula Amar Ablaza, six lines from the top of Yud Aleph on the base. Ula came from Eretz Yisrael, says over things, a lot of things in the name of the Amor Ablaza. So another din is Behema Gasa, Niknes B'mishicha. What's the story? Behema Gasa is Metaltalim. There are kinyoni karka, and there are kinyoni mitaltalim. So what's the basic kinyon mitaltalim? So we said a few times, there are two psukim. One pasuk is by the get, v'nasan biyada. You have to give the get, there's a kinyon yad. Ein li yada, Chatzer minan tamalayim v'menasa mikol makom. So you see that yad is good by a get, and chatzer is good. Chatzer mitam yad. Chatzer is mitam yad by an isha. The Gemara says you can put the get into the chatzer of the isha only if zameres bitzat chatzera. If the wife is standing next to the chatzer. Let's say the wife is in Philadelphia, and she owns a chatzer in New York, and the husband calls her on the phone, and he says, "I'm putting the get into your chatzer in New York." V'hariat mugureshes mimani. So the Gemara says it's no good. Chatzer by isha is mitam yada, so it's only considered yada. My yada b'samach lo, the yad is attached to the body, right next to the rest of the body. Av chatzer has to be b'samach lo. What does it mean samach? So that's a machloikas. You look at Eben Ezer, that they quote the din of Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer that the husband puts the get, the chatzer ishto, she's megoresh, only of a medes, bitzat chatzera. So Rabbi Kivega there quotes some Rishonim say, a medes betoch chatzera. It's not good enough if she's standing next to the chatzer. She has to be standing in the chatzer. Just like the yad is attached to the body. If you detach the yad from the body, then it's not a Kenyan yad. So what does it even help if she's standing on the chatzer and attached to her? But that's what the pasuk is marbe. Benosan b'kol makom, that chatzer by isha by the get is mitam yada. So some rishonim hold that you need amedes b'toch chatzer, and the other rishonim say no. The gemara says amedes samach la chatzer. Samach doesn't mean davke b'toch chatzer. Samach means next to the chatzer. Okay, so that we know for sure that that's good. That chotzer, yad is good by get, and chotzer is good by get. That's the one pasuk. The other pasuk is by the ganef. That the ganef, in order to be chayiv b'onsen, in order to be chayiv kefil, in order to be potter from tashmishim, in order to have a kinyan geneva, to be kind of b'shino, in order to be kind of b'yush, all the special dinim that apply to a ganef as a kinyan geneva, that's based on the pasuk. He matzi se matzi b'yado ha-geneva, chayim shnayim mishalim. So the pasuk, the reading of the pasuk, he matzi se matzi b'yado, that the ganav has to make a kinyan yad, and he matzi se matzi is marbe. The kefil hashna is marbe. Even chotzer is also good. The Gemara establishes based on the combination of the two psukim, we have yad and chotzer by get, and yad and chotzer by ganav by the kinyan ganeva. So this teaches us in kol tarkula there's a kinyan yad, there's a kinyan chotzer. That's to be koine metaltalim, to be koine karka. There's no such din as yad and chotzer. Kinyoni karka are different, and kinyoni betaltalim are different. And the Gemara says in the second parak in Gittin that if you have an otzitz, you have a flower pot with earth inside. If it has otzitz knockam, it has a hole on the bottom, and it will be yonik through and through. It's suspended a little bit above the ground, and it'll be yonik through and through. Then what's growing inside the flower pot is dinuk mechubel karka, dinuk karka. And when it's an otzer shein anokom, and it's not yonik from the ground, then it's dinik and metaltalim. So then the Gemara says, if I want to sell the flower pot, I want to sell the flowers that are growing, or potatoes, whatever's growing in the flower pot, I want to sell it to someone else. So which kinyonim will work? Kinyonim karka, kinyonim metaltalim. So the Gemara says, if it's an otzer, it's nakuv, and it's dinik, and hagbol will not work. Hagbol mashiach only work on metaltalim. Doesn't work on karka. And if it's an otzer, it's She'ena nakuv, so it's dinik and metaltalim, so then chazaka will not work, only hagbon mashiach will work. So that's a Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara implies that kinyonik, that's where the Pnei Yeshua has one suggestion, and the Sivas quotes that Pnei Yeshua aloha lemaisi. Sif and not Gemara, it's in the Chops, and Rachot Beisav, so in Gittin. Kinyonik karka don't work on metaltalim, kinyonik metaltalim do not work on karka. Is there any kinyon that does work both on karka and on metaltalim? So he said, yeah, kinyan chalipin, because it says in Megillah Asrus, v'sos lefonim b'Yisrael, alagula v'alatmur, l'kaim kol dobra, shalof ishnal v'nasin l'reyehu. So the Rishonim HaMadayik, kaim kol dobra, kol, anything and everything. Kinyan chalipin, kinyan suda works to be kind of karka, or could to be kind of metaltalim, or to create his chayvus. I say, I plan to give you $100. So I can always back out till I give you the money. So you're afraid I'm going to back out. So you want to make it binding, not stum. I think I'm going to give you a gift of $100. You want to make it binding? So you give me a handkerchief. I'm accepting the handkerchief. That clinches the obligation. Now I'm mechuyev. B'shikana miyadai. The Gemara has many times. B'shikana miyadai. Then you mechuyev. you're mechuyev to give the money. So where did they get that idea that kanam yod, the kinyan suit is good to create his chayvus mamzer? That's all based on that word. L'kayem kol dover, anything and everything. It works on karka, it works on the talcum, it works to create his chayvus. Isn't that strange? Isn't that unusual? That's the only kinyan that works on everything. The Pnei Yeshua has the yisoid that kinyani karka don't work on metaltum, kinyani metaltum don't work on karka. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. How come chalipin is different? How come kinyan suter is different? So Rav Baruch Ver quotes in the Sefer on Kiddushin, he quotes in the name of Rav Chaim. Rav Baruch Ver didn't write it so well. So if I wouldn't have heard it from Rav Soloveitchik, I would never have understood one word what he wrote, and I think other people who didn't hear it from Rav Soloveitchik did not understand one word that Rav Baruch Ver wrote. He wrote very poorly. My father-in-law Zechon Lebracha was asked, the Mashgiach and the Miri Yeshiva sent them to Rav Shimon Shkob to rewrite the Shari Yosha. After the Shari Yosha came out, so Rav Baruch Ber liked it very much. He wanted my father-in-law to go to him to spend a couple of years by him to rewrite his Chiddush Torah. So the Mashgiach didn't let him go. So that's why the Birch HaShmuel is the way it is. It's so poorly written, you can't understand what he says. So what Rav Soloveitchik said over here, the name of Rav Chaim is that when you make a kinyan chazoka on karka, make a kinyan kesef, you make a kinyan hagboa mishicha, that's a maisa kinyan. You make a kinyan chalipin, that's not really a maisa kinyan. It's just a symbolic act that demonstrates that there's a strong gemiras das, and the gemiras das alone accomplishes the kinyan. Usually the rule is, the Rambam writes, the first rule, Perek Aleph, Aloch Aleph, and Hilchas Mechira, Ein HaMekech Nikten B'dvarim, that you cannot transfer ownership of property. Yom Karka, Yom Metaltim, you can't transfer ownership just by oral declaration. Here in New York State, the Dinan Machusa is that Metaltim, you can't transfer ownership with an oral declaration. Hereby declare, the Gemara belongs to you, and Shana belongs to you. Only by Karka, you have to have a Maisi Kinyan. So in halacha, we don't distinguish. We say, karka emetaltalim, enam ekach nikdem dvarm. But the Chazanish has a whole page in the Sefer on Chosh Mishpat, and the Rashash has it, and there are Gemaras like that indicate, they quote Gemaras, that if there's clearly a strong Gemaras das, then the mekach is nikdem dvarm. You have cases in Gemara, hein hadvarm ha nikdem ba mira. Let's say the two fathers are discussing, I have a nice daughter, you have a nice son, so we're going to be Misharach, my daughter, with your son. But the children are young. That's why they listen to the parents about the Shidduch. When they reach your age, they don't listen to the parents anymore. So they want to marry them off when they're very young, but they have to go to school. How are they going to make a living? So the girl's father says, if your son marries my daughter, I'll pledge to give $50,000 a year to the young couple until he gets his smicha. And then he'll be able to get a job and work on his own. And then the girl's father pledges also, he'll give whatever, $50,000 a year to the couple, and that they'll be supported with that money. So they never made any kinyan. But the Gemara says, on the Vikitshu, if they get married, hein hadvar maniktim ba'mira, that his chayvus is chal b'dvarim along. Why? Because there's a strong gemiras das over there. They went, it's nasa mais alpiv. They got married, they're young, how are they going to support themselves? They're both going to school. So it's a very strong miristas over there that there is a hischaibus to give this amount of money. So then you say the mekech is nikdem bedvarim. The rule ain't a mekech nikdem bedvarim is not ironclad. There are exceptions to the rule. So that's where Rav Chaim claimed that kinyan chalipin is a haknoa midas. It's just a symbolic act that there's a strong Gemiras Das, and the Gemiras Das accomplishes the kin. So that's why it works both by Karka and by Metaltalim and to create a Hischaivus Mamon. Because it's not really a kinyan. Whatever was formulated by the Loch as a kinyan Karka doesn't work on Metaltalim. Whatever was formulated as a kinyan Metaltalim doesn't work on Karka. But this is neither a kinyan Karka nor a kinyan Metaltalim. It's not a kinyan. It's just a symbolic act to indicate that there's a very strong Gemiras Das, so that's why whenever there's a strong Gemiras Das, then you don't need any Maisa Kinyan. That's Rav Chaim's explanation. And Rav Baruch Ber explains, quotes from Rav Chaim, how he explains the Rambam like this. This explains the Gemara also. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara in Bava Basra. If you make a Kinyan, you can back out only Terch Kedei Dibur. Take a Shvui, take a Neder, you can back out Terch Kedei Dibur. But if made a kinya chalipin, he can even back out after Turk de Dima, calls mancha asukim boso inyan. Why is that? So the answer is, by any other kinyan, it's the maisi kinyan that clinches the chalois kinyan. So he can only back out chazara Turk de Dima. By chalipin, there isn't really a maisi kinyan. It's an indication that there's a stronger, higher level of Gemira's das, so it's a haknomi das. The Gemira's das itself accomplishes the chalois hakinyan, so that's why calls mancha sukkim also inyan. The Gemira's das is not yet settled. That's why he can back out. Okay, that's a good pshat and not gemara. That'll be relevant for this gemara. Tosfos has in kiddushin daf chafamibes. Tosfos writes here, ein eker adolikan perkam de kiddushin haarachti. So then, Perakam de Kedushin, there are two Tosfos in that are important, one after the other. So one Tosfos has a machlokes regarding Mosira, Kinyan Mosira. Kinyan Mosira is a Kinyan Misira by Shtar. When you give a Shtar to someone, that's Misira Sashtar. Ksiva Misira. When you give a Shtar, that's called Misira. But Mosira is the reins. If I'm selling a horse to you and you hold on to the, I tell you, hold on to the reins, you grab hold of the reins, that's called Kinya Mesira, Mosira. Mem Vav, Samach Yud Reish Hei. So there's a machlokes in Tosfos where the Kinya Mosira only works if you give miyad liyad. The owner, the Marakama, gives over the reins to the Lokeach or to the Mekaba Matana. He says, take the reins. Or even if it's not miyad liyad, I say, I want to give you the horse, but Matana, make any Kinya you want to. So you do a Kinyan, you grab hold of the reins. I didn't give you the reins, you grab hold of the reins. So that's two opinions in Tosfos. Why should there be an opinion that you need Dafke Masira Miyad Liyad? Tosfos think that it's not correct. Tosfos proves some Gemaras, doesn't seem to be correct. Okay, they got it from the Gemara because the Gemara says, what if the horse is Shalhefker? What if the animal is Shalhefker? So if you sit and you ride on the horse, you can make a Kinyan Mashicha. And a dover shall have you can be kind of a mashicha. You can be kind of the horse by hagbor. That's a job. How are you going to pick up the horse? You put the horse on that elevator and then you push the button. That's one way. Or you put, Rashi says over here another way. You put chabila zmeris on the grand tachas raglehvi oilo aleihem. I have an elephant, behema gasa, big fat animal. What's the difference between behema gasa, behema daka? How fat does it have to be that it should qualify to be called a behema gasa? The Gemara says behema gasa has a 9-month pregnancy, behema daka has a 5-month pregnancy. It's a different kind of an animal. Not every behema gasa is going to be so fat, but it's a mitzias, it's a different kind of an animal. Normal behema gasa is 9-month pregnancy, behema daka is a 5-month pregnancy. Okay, that's the Gemara. So Rashi quotes over here, if noisin Behema gasa, hayikaina Rashi writes, zubizu, gasa vadaka behagbo. Gasa, how are you going to make a hagbo and a behema gasa? It's a big horse. How can you pick it up? How high do you have to pick up something to be kind of a hagbo? It's also machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether three tvachim or one tefach. Rashi Shita is three tvachim. Because less than three tvachim is considered lavud, and it's considered as if he never picked it up. Here, there's a Tosfos, famous Tosfos, Chof Tesam Beis, in Baba Kama, Elo Amar Avashi. So Tosfos Shita is that you don't need three tefach. They got it from the Gemara in Erevin. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Erevin, Ayin Tesam Beis. Gemara says when you make a Shitufim Mevuas that you should be allowed to carry, different people have apartments that lead into the Chotzer. Different Chotzeres lead into a Mavui. So Minatorah, the whole Mavi is one big Rishus Hayochad. There's a wall around it. But with the Rabbanon, Takana Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech made a Takana that you're not allowed to carry in a Chotzer She'en a Mu'revis. If you didn't make an Eruvi Chatzeris. Eruvi Chatzeris is the box of matzahs that you put aside. So you're not allowed to carry this. So the Gemara says when you collect the matzah from all the people, you put it in a box. Somebody has to pick it up at Tefach. So the Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara that Kinyan Hagbo needs a tefach. So Rashi Shita is, you only make a law over there because the Eruv Chatzeris is only needed midrabbanan. But when you make a real Kinyan Hagbo, you have to have three tefach. That's Rashi Shita. And Tosfos says, no, for that Gemara you see, The Rakhba is always good enough one tefach. You never need three tefachim. I lovud. Why Rashi argues it's less than three tefachim is lovud. The Tosafot says, what is love? What's the hakim? Lovud is a din of mechitzas. There's a din. Always a din of lovud. Tosafot time the Gemara says good lovud. The Gemara says shiur and chatzitz and mechitzin halacha moshe mitzina. The Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah, the Gemara in the beginning of Erevin, the Gemara has a lashon that these three areas, Shiurin, Chatzitzin, and Mechitzin, is Allah Moshe Messina. So the Gemara said, what aspect of Mechitzin is Allah Moshe Messina? One opinion in the Tanoim holds you can figure out on your own that a Mechitzin has to be 10 Tvachim Tor. But what do you need Allah Moshe Messina for? The Gemara says, La Nitzuch Ela, Lugud, Lobu, the Daifan Akuma. So Lobu is Allah Moshe Messina, it's a detail within Hilchas Mechitzin. It's not a din and call it tarkula. That if you didn't pick it up, three tochim is considered as if it's still sitting on a table. Why? So Tosafot says, in call it tarkula, you pick up one tefach. You pick up less than a tefach. You're not yotze. Let's say I hold the lulav, I picked it up less than a tefach. So you're not yotze. That's not called picking up. You have to have hagbos a lulav. I don't know. Could be. Some Rishonim say that Gemara in Erev and Daf Ayin Tes that says a tefach, it doesn't go on being koine. See, in my building we have an Erev, so I buy a box of matzahs. I buy a whole bunch of box of matzahs. I'm not always there, so I have a box of matzahs that's on b'shutvas by all the Shomer Shabbos who live there now, going to move until next Pesach. So I have a box of matzahs in my apartment. When I go away for Shabbos, my next door neighbor has the key to my apartment, so the matzahs are available on Friday night. What if my next door neighbor also goes away for Shabbos? So that we have to have a box of matzahs in the third apartment. So we have three. I have a box of matzahs. I have two box of matzahs. My neighbor has two box of matzahs, and the third neighbor on the same floor has two box of matzahs. There's some b'shutvas by everybody. So in case I and my neighbor are both away and nobody has the key to our apartment, so then the third one is there. We're never always away. All the three. There is no Shabbos that all three of us are away. There's always one of the three of us is there. So when I buy a box of matzahs, it's mine. But you have to have a shutvus of all the Shomer Shabbos in the building. So I give it to the next neighbor, and she picks it up, and she says, she has in mind, Zochen li'adam shalai b'fanam. That's the original Mishnah. That's the first time it says the Mishnah is. Zochen li'adam shalai b'fanam is the Mishnah in Erevin, that the neighbor picks up, someone, a Jewish person, picks up the box of matzahs on behalf of all the other Shomer Shabbos. And they say they have in mind to be kind of shutvus for all the Shomer Shabbos who live here now, and whoever else will move in until next Pesach. When it comes next Pesach, we'll renew the Eruv, we'll make a new Eruv v'chatzeres. So the Rishonim assume that when the Gemara says, an Eruv and Ayin Tesam and Beis, this is quoted by the Tosafot Chof Tesam and Beis and Bava Kamma. When the Gemara says you have to pick it up the Tefach, that's if I paid for the box of matzahs, and I want to make a shutvus for all the other Shomer Shabbos, so you have to do a Maisa Hagboah. So Hagboah needs a Tefach. So according to Rashi, we're Mekel because Eruv v'chatzeres is only with the Rabbanon. According to Tosafot, it's not a kula. That's what the din always is. That the hagbo is always a tefach. You don't need to be tefach. Other gaonim say no. The Gemara is not talking at all about being kaina shutvus in the box of matzah. The Gemara is talking. We collect that every Shomer Shabbos gave a challah. We have a big sack. We have a big plastic bag with everybody's challahs in it. And when you make an eruv v'chatzeres, you have to pick it up at tefach. Not because of kinyan hagbo. There's no need for kinyan hagbo. Everyone gave a challah shleima, and it's good the way it is. Just like you have to shake a lulav, so the din is when you make an eruv v'chatzeres, you have to pick it up at tefach. The Gemara wasn't saying at all about, it could well be you have to pick it up three tefachim. If I paid for the box of matzahs and I want all the other Shomer Shabbos to have a shutvus, could be that Rashi would say you need three tefachim. Tosafot says, according to Rashi, you make that the kinyan hagboah for the purpose of eruv v'chatzeres is enough with the tefach. But the Magid Mishnah quotes Goenim and Mishnah Berurah quotes it also. The Goenim is saying, no, you need a Hagbot Tefach to make the Eruv v'chatzeres. For the Kinyan Shabbat, you need three Tvachim. Who says that is one Tefach? It's not so clear what the Gemara means there in Eruvin. So, again, let's say there's a Behemah Shel Hefker. And kol hakodim zocha, whoever's going to make a kinyan will acquire ownership. So I can make a kinyan hagboah. On a behemah gasan, not so easy to make a kinyan hagboah. Okay, So Rashi says, Yiput Chavila is Maris, that's a Gemara in Kiddushin. Rashi learns, translates, Yiput Chavila is Maris on the ground, and you leave the animal on top. So the animal is standing 3 Tvachim above the ground. So I got the animal to do the Hagboa for me. Tassi says, I wave the Chavila is Maris in the air, and the animal jumps up in order to get it. So also, I cause the animal to jump up. So I can be kind of the Hagboa. I can be kind of the Mashiach also. And say, I'll sit on the horse and I'll ride on the horse and I'll have it go. How far you have to go from Mashiach, the Gemara has a whole discussion. How far do you have to be Mashiach? So I can be kind of be Mashiach. So the Gemara says, can I be kind of be Mesira? The owner of the Behemah Gasa was Mafke the Behemah and Kol HaKodim Zocha. So I walk over and I grab the reins. I say, I want to be kind of this Behemah be Mesira. So the Gemara says, Man Masalei Delikni. If it's a Behemah Shal Hefker, a Gershem Meis Vein Lo Yorshim, so his property becomes Hefker. So the Gemara says he cannot be Zechem and a Hefker with a Kinyan Masir, because Man Masalei Delikni, nobody gave me the reins. So some of the Rishonim, Tosfos there in Kiddushin, Chafeim and Beis, quote some Rishonim who understood the Gemara as meaning that you always need Masirim Miyad Liyad. So by Dovashal Hefker, there never was any Masirim Miyad Liyad. Tosfos is not happy with that. They think that that's not correct. You don't need Masirim Miyad Liyad. The Gemara just meant Masirim only works if there's a Das Makna. If there's no Das Makna, then Mesira does work. Why should Mesira need Miyad Liyad? And you don't accept that. Why should it need a Das Makna? Why do you need a Das Makna? So that's what I mentioned yesterday, that was Rabbaran Lichtenstein's Chassan HaTorah. That's what he said at the Chassan's Tish when he got married. He spoke about Behemah Gasa Niknas Ben Mesira. Not an apropos topic. I wouldn't recommend other people should talk about it at the chasana. So he thought that just like, he was suggesting that just like Rab Chaim Soloveitchik explained that Kinyan Chalipin is not really a Maisa Kinyan. It's just a symbolic act that indicates that there's a strong Gemiras Das, and then the Gemiras Das accomplishes a Haknomi Das. No Maisa Kinyan is needed. So he thought that that's perhaps what some of the Rishonim hold is the story by Mesira. Mesira is a symbolic act. If you hold, you need Miyad Liyad, so for sure, he's demonstrating he's giving over ownership to the other person. The animal doesn't budge at all. I just give over the reins, and he's holding on to the reins. And even if you hold not like that opinion in Tosfos, that you don't need Miyad Liyad, but you need Mesira, so you need a Das Makna. You need a Das Makna. If it's a Dovashal Hefker, it's not going to work. So you see that the whole Kinyan perhaps consists purely of a Haknomi Das, symbolic act. That's what one opinion in Tosfos is. Then the other opinion in Tosfos is not so. The other view in Tosfos is that just like Hagboa and Mashiach are basically one in the same Kinyan, that's a Gemara in Hamerches Hasfina in Bava Basra. The Gemara says, on a light object, let's say I'm selling you a watch, a very light object, you can pick it up. You can easily do a hagboa. So the Gemara says, Mashiach doesn't work. If the thing is very light, you can easily do a hagboa. Mashiach is not kind. If it's a heavy thing, a behemoth is a big fat animal, so then sometimes I say, it's too difficult to do a hagboa, then Mashiach works. What is this? So Tosfos has an expression. What is it? You're dealing with mitzvahs, and you have to do the mitzvah min amufchar. And if you didn't do min amufchar, you're not yotze. You're talking about dini mominus over here. So what kind of a din is this? So the pashtus says the answer is that all the four kinyanim are all the same. Yad and chotzer, imatzi simatzi biyodo, minosam biyodo, yad and chotzer, and hagboa mishicha, it's all the same thing. It's hachnosa l'rishuso. Only works on the talpalim. All the four only work on the talpalim. Karka is Rishus. So you can't do Hachnosa L'Rishuso on the thing that is by definition Rishus. So Karka, you have to make Kinyoni Karka. But Metalplim, the Kinyon consists of Hachnosa L'Rishuso. So that's what the Gemara says. The real Hachnosa L'Rishuso is Yad or Chotzer. What if I want to sell you an item, Metalplim, and you don't have the ability to do Kinyon Yad or Kinyon Chotzer? You want to make a Kinyon Hagbo Mashiach. So that's a machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish, whether that's koinem and atorim and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yechon holds dvar Torah, mois koines, that's in Perek HaZohav, and Bob Metzir. Rabbi Yechon holds dvar Torah, mois koines, and Mashiach and Hagbah is only koinem and the Rabbanan. And Rish Lakish disagrees, and he holds that no, that Mashiach and Agboa Mufurim. It's Mufurish and the Chumash. Akana miyad misacha, dora nikta miyad liyad, dora nikta miyad liyad does mean a kinyan. Yad means a kinyan Mashiach, a kinyan Agboa. So Rish Lakish holds that it's a kinyan derais. Many Rishonim pasch like Rabbi Yochanan, because the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Lamed Vav that whenever there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, in the later generations they voted to take a consensus how to paskin, and it turned out Ruba de Ruba of the cases they voted like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases where they voted like Rish Lakish. So that's the we follow the consensus. Acharam lahata, so we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Dvar Torah Moes Koines. And Mashiach and Agbar were only koinim in the Rabbanah. So the Rabbi Rishonim who say, Taisus in Perek Azov says, when do you pasken like Rabbi Yochanan that Mashiach and Agbar were only koinim in the Rabbanah? That's if I'm selling you the metaltalim. So you should really pay for it. So if you didn't pay, if you make a kinyan yad, a kinyan chatze, that works menator. But if you make a kinyan Agbar Mashiach, that's not called hachnosa lushusa menator. But if I'm giving you a matana, and there's nothing to pay for, then Tosfos is of the opinion that Mashiach and Hagbah work min HaTorah. Ramban doesn't even agree over there. The Ramban thinks no, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Mashiach and Hagbah only work mid the Rabban, and it's never called Hachnosa Rishusa. But that's the basic Gemara like that. Then there's we mentioned once Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a Chumrah that when the husband divorces his wife and need Yad, he has to put the get v'nasam biyoda. So if he puts the get in her hand, then part of the get is protruding above her hand. So the Gemara said, that's okay, that's avir yad. Just like there's a din of avir chotzer, so there's a din of avir yad. So let's say he folds up the get like this, and the get is sticking out so high. So that's good. Yad is kaina, the part of the get that's in her hand is yad, and the rest of the get that's sticking up is avir yad. What if he puts the get like a diploma in her hand and part of it is sticking out sideways? So the part that's sticking out sideways, it's not Avriyad, that's Hagboah. So she picked it up one tefach, three tefachim above the ground. That's Hagboah. So Taisus in Gittin writes explicitly the Hagboah is good by get. All the four kinyanim are the same. Yad and Chatzer and Mashiach and Hagboah, it's all the same thing. It's all Hachnasa l'Rishusa. And even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that Mashiach and Hagboah are only with the Rabbanan, so Tosfos writes in Bov Metzi and Perek Hazov, Mashiach and Hagbah are only Midir Abonim, where I'm selling the Taltalim to you. So you should have paid money. So you say, Dvar Torah Moes Koines. But if I'm giving you the get, I'm not charging you money for the get. I'm giving you the get, that's like a matana. So then Tosfos says, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that Mashiach and Hagbah is called Hachnosa L'Shusa Min HaTorah. So Tosfos says that Hagbah Mashiach is good by a get. Rabbi Kivege had a chumrah based on Yerushalmi that Mashiach and Agbah is no good. He thinks that only Yad and Chotzer, Mashiach and Agbah is no good by get. And he introduced the chumrah, and then he asked about himself, but you're not allowed to introduce chumras in Hilchas Gittin, because Atamotzi Laz al Gittin Harishainim, for so many generations, the Baal HaTosfos gave Gittin. Everybody does Gittin like that. You always give the get, you fold the get up, but most of the time it doesn't fit fully in a hand. Most of the time you don't put it like this. But it's Abiyad. It's going to be sticking out like this. She holds her hands like this, the two hands, and the Baal puts the get. Part of the get is going to be protruding Minatzad. So Rabbi Kivega holds that that's no good Minatorah. Aye, but the Gemara says you're not allowed to introduce Chumas and Gittin, Kadesh Alol Halsilaz, Al Gittin, or Rishani. People will think that the children born from the second husband are Mamzerim. So you're not allowed to be Motzilaz. So Rabbi Kivega says, but they are Mamzerim. They are mamzerim. It's no good ben haTorah. You have to be moitzi lav. You have to be mefarsim. That is no good. But that's not the common meaning. Common practice is like the Tosfos, not like Rabbi Kivega. The Pischei Tshuva, and Ebenezer quotes Rabbi Kivega's Tshuva. We have that Rabbi Kivega on Orach Chaim. They have a print in Hilchas Beis HaKnesses. There's a discussion. There's a Magen Avraham in Hilchas Beis HaKnesses. If you find money in the shul, so the Gemara says in Bob Metzi and Eilam Metzias. You have a right to keep the money. So the Rishonim raised a question, the Aguda. Aguda was one of the Rishonim. The Aguda was after the days of the Rosh, I think, a Talmud of the Rosh or something like that. So the Aguda raises the question, why don't you say that the chotzer of the Beis HaKnesses is cutting the money for the Beis HaKnesses? So the Aguda gives an answer based on the Tosfos in Bava Basra, the chotzer hegdish is not koine, and the Beis HaKnesses is dina kehegdish. Both very questionable assumptions, that a Beis HaKnesses is dina kehegdish. Pashta says Beis HaKnesses is a shutfis of all of the people in the city. It doesn't belong to hegdish, it's a shutfis. And it's questionable, but Tosfos has this chiddush, the chotzer hegdish is not kind of a hegdish. The Ramban disagrees with Tosfos. So Reb Kivega has a long discussion on the Gilyan, on the side of the page there in Hilchas and Arachaim, Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, and he writes an unusually longer piece than usual in the Chidush Reb Kivega and Arachaim, and he moves into this area and he gives his position about the get, that the Hagboah in Meshicha don't help by the get, it's against the Tosfos in Gittin. Because Hagboah Meshicha no good by get, you need to have a yad, a chotz, and the other kinyanim are no good. So that's a shayla lahalocha. So let's see again the Gemara. So the Gemara quotes, there's a little bit background. Gemara says, V'omer ula am Rav Loza. Another din, ula says the name Rav Loza, V'eim agasa niknes b'meshicha. V'eim agasa is a heavy animal. If you want to be kind of a puppy or a little kitten, some islam you would require hagbo. If it's easy to do hagbo, you're not kodim m'shicha, that's a gemara. Why should that be so? Why, if it's easy to do, if it's a light item, you can easily do hagbo, then you're not kodim m'shicha. Why? It's a mitzvah, and you have to do it l'chatchila b'shlei musa. Not a mitzvah. So why? Now the answer is, if it's a light thing, it's not called hachnasa of the shoes unless you actually pick it up. You need hagbo amamish. If it's a heavy thing and it's unreasonable to expect of him that he should do hagbo, then you say mishicha is also called hachnasa of the shoes. If it's light, so we say it's only called hachnasa of the shoes if you do hagbo. It's not because the mitzvah has to be done bishlei musa. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. Because Meshich and Hagboah is identical, it's the same kinyan in both Hachnasa and Meshusav, but Hagboah is much stronger. Hagboah is kind of even Meshusav Moicher. Meshich is not kind of Meshusav Moicher. That's the Mishnah Ayin Tesam and Aleph. Ayin Moshchel Yotze Emes. That Hagboah is kind of Meshusav Nignav, and Meshich is not kind of Meshusav Nignav. So this Amor Rav Loza says, Behem Agasa Niknas Ben Meshicha, since it's Behem Agasa, and it's too unreasonable to expect that he should do Hagboah, so Meshicha works. Freg the Markasha for Hanan Tanan. But we have in the Mishnah in Bava Basra, in Amechas HaSvina, there, Bava Basra Beivav. Mishnah says, Bimisira. The Mishnah says, Beimagasa Niknes Bimisira. So what's the Kasha? So that's the big Tosfos in Kiddushin, has the two Pshatim here. What was the Kasha? So the Pashtos in the Kasha is that Misira is five forms of Hachnosa Lushusa. There's Yad, Chotzer, Hagboah, Meshicha, and Mesira. There are five forms of Achnos of Shusa. Mesira, Mosira. Mosira, when you give over the reins. So we hold, you don't need Miyad Liyad, but Ma Mosalei Delikne. You can't be Koina Be Mishal Hefker Be Mesira. You have to have someone else authorizing you, giving you a Das Makne. So if there is an owner who's giving a Das Makne, then Mesira is considered Achnos of Shusi. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Just like it can't be kind of b'mishicha if you can easily do hagbah, so how can it say in the Mishnah you kind of b'mesira if it's not so unreasonable to require mishicha? If it's a light item, if it's a light piece of metalton, you can easily do hagbah, then mishicha is not considered hachnasa l'shusa. So Rav Loza says behemagas, it's too unreasonable. It's unreasonable to require hagbah to be considered hachnasa l'shusa. So we say Meshicha is also Hachnasa L'Meshusa. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, but the Mishnah says Mesira is good. Mesira is good means that it's unreasonable to expect that he should do Meshicha. Well, Mekel, the one who says Meshicha means only Meshicha. Mesira is not Koina. So when would Mesira work? By a boat. A Sfina could be nicknamed by Mesira, because it's unreasonable to do Meshicha on it. Or a hippopotamus, I don't know, some big animal that's too difficult to do Meshicha on. But a horse, they can easily ride on the horse, So you can easily do Mashiach. So just like Mashiach is not kind of you can easily do Hagbah, so Mesirah shouldn't be kind of you can easily do Mashiach. So that's the kasha. The Mishnah says Mesirah is good means that you don't need Mashiach. You tell me Mashiach means only Mashiach, that's as far as we go. You don't need Hagbah, but you need Mashiach, and Mesirah is not acceptable. The Mishnah said Mashiach is good. Mora says, you're right, it's a machlek satanoim. Rabbi Lozer, who was quoted as saying, Be'emagasa, you need Mashiach, Mesirah is no good, because Mesirah is too low a form of Achnosel Vashuso, who the Amakai Tana, the Tanya Zubazubi Mashiach. This one Tana says, we don't distinguish between Be'emagasa and Be'emadaka. Both of them you need Mashiach. You don't need Hakboh on either. There would have been room to distinguish Be'emadaka, you need Hakboh. Be'emagasa, Mashiach is good. So the first Tana says, no, Zubazubi Mashiach. It's unreasonable to expect them to do Hagbah, not on Behemagasa, not on Behemadako. It's enough to do Mashiach on both. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, no. Shimon Amin Zubazub Hagbah. Both the Behemagasa and the Behemadako need Hagbah. So when Rabbi Loza says, Ula quotes in the name of Rabbi Loza, Behemagasa nicknames be Mashiach, means that you're not Makel. You're not makel to allow Mesirah. You have to dafke Mashiach, the stronger form. It's too unreasonable to expect Hagbah, but we can insist on Mashiach. We would not be makel that Mesirah is good. On a Sfina, Mesirah would be good. But on a Behemagasa, Mesirah would not be good. This is one sheet in Tosfos, that all these five kinyanim are all basically one and the same. It's all Hachnosa L'Rishusa. So if you say Behemagasa, Nitas, Behemashiach means Adkan, that's as far as you go. Mashiach is good, but Mesirah is too lenient. We wouldn't allow Mesirah. And the Mishnah says not so. So why did Rabbi Loza disagree with the Mishnah? He said, you don't always say Aloha Kistam Mishnah. Who the Omi Ki Haitana? He passes like a different Tana, like not the way it says in the Mishnah in Bava Basra. That's the one way to read the Gemara. Then Tosfos has another way to read the Gemara. No, that Mesirah is a totally different Kenyan. Mesirah is not a fifth form of Achnosa Shuso. Mesirah is like Chalipin. It's a different kind of a Kenyan. So what exactly was the Kasha? So why can't you say they're both good? Rabbi Loza says, Behemagasa nitnas bim Mashiach. So what's the Kasha for Mesirah? Chalipin would also work. If you make Chalipin and Behemagasa, it also works. When he said bim Mashiach, it means to the exclusion of Chalipin? No, Sudir Chalipin would also work. So why do you say that is to... So what's the Kasha? But the Mishnah says, so what's the kasha? So if you say all five are all forms, five forms of Hachnas Lushusa, Yad Chotz, Mashiach, Agbor, Mesirah, Mesirah is the weakest form, the lowest form, so that's the kasha. If Rabbi Loza says you need Mashiach, that means Adkan. You don't go further down. You're not makel that Mesirah should be good. That was the kasha. Mishnah says Mesirah is good. The Gemara says, but if you hold that Mesirah is like Chalipin, so what was the Kasha over here? What exactly was the Kasha? So Tosfos gives some kind of, Tosfos there in Kiddushin gives a different shot. Tosfos gives a, it's Machlokes the Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam. Machlokes the Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam. What exactly was the Kasha? So the other Mishnayim have a different interpretation. But the easiest pshat is that Mesirah is not a Hakno Midas. The Mesirah is another form of Hachnosa Lushusa. And that was the Kasha. How far down do you go? Is it right to be Mekel with Mesirah if you can easily do Mashiach? So why shouldn't we insist on Mashiach? So that's Machlek and Satanoi. What's the next Gemara? The Amarulam Rabbi Loza. They're shooting off one din after the other. He says another din in the name Rabbi Loza. The father died, and the children have to make a chalukah in Nechse Ha'av. So he calls man. It took a couple of months till they decided to make a chalukah. And then in those couple of months, so they bought clothing for the children, for the brothers. They bought clothing, and some of them bought the very expensive clothing, some of them bought less expensive clothing. So do you have to assess his suit costs $200, his suit costs $300, his suit costs $150? So do you take everybody into Bezdin and you keep track how much did he take from the family assets from the state. He spent $4,000. He spent $2,000. They have to reimburse him. Everyone has an equal share. Let's say all the brothers are entitled to an equal share. Unless one of them is a pchor, so he's entitled to pishnayim. So that's what he says. So achim shecholku. After a couple of months, after the father died, they make a chaluke. Shema shaleim shomim. The clothing, so the children are going, the sons of the niftar are going to come to Bezdin, and they're going to, so they'll show, we're wearing these clothing. Tosis quotes the Rif, the Shabbos dika clothing you can bring to the Bezdin, and Bezdin will assess how much did it sell for in the store. If they bought it from the estate, so they bought $1,000 worth of clothing, they bought $2,000 worth of clothing. So you have to give the other another $1,000. Everybody's entitled to an equal share. So the brothers, not only do you bring their Shabbos dika suit to the Bezdin, you bring them to Bezdin, they're wearing the weekday suit. Achim shecholku, mashalem shaman. You have to make a shuma regarding the clothing that they bought that they're wearing, because they're going to come to Bezdin. However, mashal b'neim b'neseim ain't shaman. That's not pleasant to bring young children to the din Torah that the Bezdin should assess how much the clothing is worth. So that's what Tosis explains. Shem is baishim lahaviyam lebezin. So therefore, what umachli yahadadi? We assume that the moichel. How much of a differential is it going to be? This suit cost $150. The other suit cost $200. So a big deal. So he took $50 more than the other brother. Okay. So we assume they're probably moichel, because the alternative will be that you're going to insist that all the grandchildren of the nifta have to come to Bezmez Nasta, or they'll show a bill from the store. They'll show the bill, how much they spent to buy the clothing.
Is Rashi saying the same thing as Tosfos?
I don't know. What does Rashi say?
Kevin
the Bonobos, Loss of the Beidina, Lemelazin. Yeah, I think the same thing. Yeah. It's understood that the brothers are moichel to each other, even if one brother got $100 more than the other brother, because they don't want to be Mavaza the children. Same as Tosfos. I think so. Same as Tosfos. So Tosfos quotes the Rif, but the big day Yontov, the big day Shabbos that you can bring to Bezdin, you don't have to bring the children. Or let's say the big day Chol, if you have the bill from the store, and you say, this is how much it costs, right? So everybody should bring the bills to the store, and they make an honest chalukah. Okay, everybody will get the same share. Sometimes there'll be a rare case. Sometimes they'll allow one brother, he bought more expensive clothing than the others, and it's understood that the moichel, they're mevata to him. Why? The oldest brother, usually, the oldest brother is usually going to be involved in all the business of the estate before the mecha chalukah. After the mecha chalukah, each one's going to be in business on his own. But Kozman had to roll together with shutvas. You don't have everybody make all the phone calls and do all the business. The stam of the gadol ha'achim, the oldest brother is going to do all the business. So if he's going to dress poorly and shabby clothing, he won't be as successful in the business dealings as he would be if he would dress in fancier clothing. So that the brothers probably would have agreed to that. Nichaluhu, the brothers would probably be moichel the fact that the gadol ha'achim spent more money in his clothing. Why nichaluhu? Do the shtaman mile? They want that he should be more successful in the business dealings that he's going to do on behalf of all of them. Calls man that they will shoot them together. So it's understood that they're moichel, that he spent more money from the estate on his clothing than the other brothers spent on their clothing. Okay, and umdena mechil, fine. What's another din? Another din, he says, regarding a shomer. Shamechinim is only chayiv on pshia. Shamasach is chayiv even on gneiva aveda. But they're both potter and onsen. Shoyel is chayiv onsen. They're both potter and onsen. What if the shamechinim or the shamasach, what if an oinus occurred, but first it's tchilosa b'pshia v'soifa b'oinus? So that's Gemara and Hamavkid, that if it's tchilosa b'pshia v'soifa b'oinus, then there's no ptur of onsen. That since it began with a pshia, even though later on an oinus occurred. The Gemara has examples. Let's say it was raining, so the highway is slippery. So you shouldn't. You're a shemachinim or shemasocher on an animal. So since that highway is slippery, they announce on the radio, don't go on because it's slippery there. The horse can get hurt. So he didn't listen to the instructions on the radio. He took the animal on that highway. The animal didn't slip on the highway, but there were gangsters who shot the animal there. But the gangsters were only on that highway. They weren't on the other highway. So that's Tchilos of Pshir v'Seif HaBainas. That's Tchilos of Pshir v'Seif HaBainas. So let's say on this highway where it was slippery, the animal didn't slip, but a bolt, he went when it was raining. It was pouring, and he went, even though it's slippery, he went. And then a bolt of lightning killed the animal. There was only lightning over here. There was no lightning over there. So if he wouldn't have done the Tchilos of Pshir, if he wouldn't have taken the animal here, he wouldn't have been hit with the bolt of lightning. If you have Tchilos of Pshir, B'Seif HaBainas, this is totally unrelated to the Pshir, then you're not Chayiv. But if it's Tchilos of Pshir, and the Oynes occurred because it was Pshir, but even though it's an Oynes, so then you are Chayiv. So the Gemara has a Machlokes, what would be the din of Shemer Shemasa the Shemer? I gave the Pikodin to the first Shemer, either Shemachinim or Shemasacha, to watch. And I thought he's going to watch it. And then he goes and he gives it to a different Shemer, that he should watch it on his behalf. Does that constitute an act of Pshia? Shemer Shemasa the Shemer. So even if later on, let's say, there won't be a Pshia, there'll be a Geneva Aveda, there'll be an Oynes, maybe the act of giving it to the second Shemer, Shemesh Masa Shemer, where that itself is a Pshia, and Tchilas of Pshia v'Seif HaBainas is Chayv. So there won't be a Ptur of Onsim. So that's a Machlokes Amoraim. So the first is, Omarul Amar Ablozer, Shemesh Masa Shemer Patur. It's not an act of Pshia, and if in a Gnei Vaveda will occur by Shemachinim, or an Onis will occur, then it's going to be Patur. It's not called Tchilas of Pshia. So and he adds on, v'loy meboy, not only if the case happened to be, I gave it to a shemachinim, and he gave it, he's paying someone else to watch for him. He gave it to a shemasachar. There, the iluy alyei lishmirah, so the din requires that a shemasachar is paid his salary to watch, so he has to be moisa nefesh more to watch. The Gemara says that a shemachinim is only a gavra b'charikoi, it's a person in my stead, in my place, and he has to watch, not the kid, not 3 inches, he has to watch like I would watch. So we gave a mashal the other day, I think we were talking about it. Let's say in the summertime when it's hot, I don't have the air conditioner on, so I have the windows open, I keep the door open to my apartment, and then the mail delivery comes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so I go downstairs for 5 minutes to pick up the mail. Then I come upstairs, and I left the door open, I left the windows open. Ganovim could have come in to the apartment when I went downstairs for the 5 minutes. But the Balaam himself is not makbid. So let's say the Balaam went out of town, and he asked the Shomer, please watch my apartment, don't let Ganovim steal anything. So the Shomer watched the apartment the same way the Balabas himself would watch. He was not to get a natri inchi. So by Shemachinim, that's all you have to do. It's only a din of Gavra b'charikoi, a person in my stead. So if the Shemachinim watches to the same extent that the Balaam himself would watch, that's not called the Pshia. But the Shemasoch has salary to watch, so he has to even watch more so than not to get a natri inchi. When he goes down to pick up the mail, he has to lock all the windows and he has to lock the door. He shouldn't leave it open to the public that a ganav may know when he goes down to pick up the mail and is going to empty out the apartment at that time. So that's what the Gemara says. V'loy meboy, Shemesh Masa L'Shem is not an act of Pshia. Not only if he was originally Shemachinah and he gives it to Shemesach, has to watch harder. Diluy alyei lishmirasa, he elevated Shemachinah, who gave it to Shemesach, elevated the degree of Shmira, because the Shemesach is not sufficient if he just watches not the Kenanatri Inshi. So Rav Loza says, Elafila Fakert, even if the Bailam gave it to a Shemasacha, Shemasacha gave it to a Shemachinam, but then an Oynes occurs, a real Oynes occurs. So that's not called Tchilos of a Pshia B'Savban. That's not called a Pshia. Even though the Hashtagirui Gari the Shmirasai, he lowered the level of Shmira because Shemachinam only has to watch Kidinatri Inshi. So nonetheless, Potash Arimasa the Bardas. It's not an act of Pshia. I gave it to a person who's intelligent. He's a Shmira. And Rava Amar, Rava disagrees with Rabbi Lozer. Rava was there when Ula came from Bavel. Before also they quoted, Rava disagreed here by the woman who had a long 2 hours of a labor. So Ula quotes in the name of Rabbi Lozer, you count from the first day. And Rabbi said no. Rabbi was there. So here also, Rabbi heard what he said. He disagrees. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi disagrees. Doesn't say Amar. Rabbi says Rabbi Amar. He's in disagreement with Ulo Amar Rabbi Lozer. It's an act of pshia, and if later on there'll be an oinus, we'll label it as chilasa pshia v'sofa boinus. And not only is it considered an act of pshia, loy meboy shomasocha shemasa l'shamachinam. Shamachinam doesn't have to watch as seriously as the shamasocha. Not to get not to inch is enough. No meboy in that case, that for sure is a pshia. The gerui gari l'shmirasai. The second shomer sheni is not going to watch to the same degree of seriousness as the first shomer. I feel the shamachinam shemasa l'shamasocha also chai. Why? What's the pshia? Because the mafkid can say, I trust you, I gave you the pikudin, I'll trust you if you swear. I don't trust the other guy. So that's what Tosis points out. What if we know, I often give the pikudin to the second shaymer. So you can't say, so then this argument would not apply. This argument only applies if you don't know one way or the other. So then the mafkid can say, there was an act of shir. I would never have given it to the second shomer. I don't know if he's reliable. I don't know if I can trust him when he's going to swear. Right? So that's a machlokes, but the shomer shmos of the shomer constitutes an act of shir or not. We pass like Rava, it seems, that it is an act of shir. Got to look, what does it say? It's a long arichas. A Rambam and a Raivin and a Maga Mishnah and a Lecha Mishnah, where I'm on a tour and a Beis Yosef, you see the long... apparently there's a whole literature on this din. How do we pass on halacha l'mais? The Amar Ulo Amar Ablazi has another din. What's the other din? The din is we have a pasuk in Chumash that says if you have an Eved Ivri, the Eved Ivri is Yotze B'Sheish or B'Ovel, whichever one comes first. Eved Knaini is not Yotze B'Sheish and not Yotze B'Ovel, it's Yotze B'Shem B'Yayin. If you knocked out one of the Chof Talad Rosh Yivarim, but it's not Yotze B'Sheish or B'Yom. So the pasuk says, "V'hisnachaltem osim levnechem achareichem l'reshes achuz asolim le'olam b'hem tavoidu." That pasuk, "le'olam b'hem tavoidu," goes on an Eved Knaini. It doesn't go on an Eved Ivri. Why does it use the Loshem "v'hisnachaltem"? Nachla is usually on Karka. Yerusha is on the Taplin. My father died, he left me millions of dollars of Yerusha. You don't say on Nachla. Nachla means if you let Karka as a Nachla. Achuz asoilim, achuz as also is karka. It's not karka. I die and my Eved Knaini goes birusha to my children. So an Eved Knaini is called nachla. It's called achuz. Achuz is on karka. So that's what the Gemara learned that from that pasuk. Avadim hukshel karkos. Avadim have. Where is it relevant? Avadim hukshel karkos. So that's what Tosis points out over here. You'd base on an aleph. Dimar maschal anomas nita yadayna. So Tosis starts off, "V'kama duchten ashkechon dike mekarkei domi." In many places, quite a few places, we say "abonim hukshel karkos" because it's called achuza, it's called nachla. Where do you find that? By oinor and by shvua. So then we learn that from psukim einish boim ala karkos. It's also einish boim ala avodim. Ein oinor le karkos. The penalty of oinor doesn't apply. The isra oinor does apply to karka, but the penalty doesn't apply. So the penalty of Aino doesn't apply to Avodim either. What else? There's no Me'ila b'karko, so there's no Me'ila b'Avodim, a Gemara. What else? Kinyoni karka would work on an Eved Knaini. Kinyoni metaltalim will certainly work. The Eved Knaini is metaltalim. He walks around. So Kinyoni metaltalim do work, and Kinyoni karka also work, because Avodim hukshel karko is. So both Kinyoni, either Kinyoni karka or Kinyoni metaltalim. If I want to sell, then Eved Ivri can't sell. That's a pasuk. Lam nachar leim shel nemachar bevigdar bo, that you can't sell an amo hivriya and can't sell an Eved Ivri. That's a mishnah in Erech and it's a pasuk in Chumash. Lam nachar leim shel nemachar bevigdar bo, he can't sell an Eved Ivri and amo hivriya, but an Eved Kanani he can't sell. It goes birusha, so it shows that you're a bailam. That's like shor v'chamoro. It goes birushin, you can sell it. So which kinyan works? So the Gemara says in kiddushin, and the first perek, the first mishnah starts off with isha niknas. How do you make kiddushin? How do you make the kinyan to create ishus? Isha niknas because of a bishtar or bibiya. Then it says about karka niknas, metaltalam niknim, So the Mishnah and the Gemara explain, you can be kind of Ebekneini either with Kinyani Metaltalim, because the Ebekneini is Metaltalim, he's not Karka, or with Kinyani Karka, because Avadim Hukshul HaKarkos. So fine, so the din is Avadim Hukshul HaKarkos. So what's the topic here? So what's the issue here? So, Amarula, Amar Ablazar, Ula says, Viyama, says another din, Hilchasa, he heard that the name of Ablazar, he heard from Ablazar, Goivin, Minho Avodim. If I owe somebody money, he can even collect from the Evid Kanaini that I have. What's the case? Amalei Rav Nachman Le'ula, Nachman lived in Bavel also. Just like Rava reacted the other two times, so now Rav Nachman is reacting. Amalei Rav Nachman Le'ula, did Rav Loza say, Afilu Miyasmi? Amar Rav Loza Afilu Miyasmi? Did he mean to say that if the Loiva died, and he left over Avodim Knainim for the Yorshim, so he can collect from Eber Knaini? So he answers back, lo, mine, he didn't mean that he can take from Nisan. Why? Because Metatal Adi Asmi, lo Mishtab Di Debachav. He can only collect from Karkois. If a man dies, let's say, you have a Milvah Bishtar. If you have a milvah bishtar, so then you can, that's the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra. If you have a milvah al peh, you can't collect from the lukuchas. If you have a milvah bishtar, you can't collect from the lukuchas. But you can only collect from the lukuchas, karka. You can't collect metaltalim from the lukuchas. And the same thing, collecting from the yisaimim. If the loiva dies, if he sold the karkos to someone else, he collect from the lukuchas. If he dies, and it goes birusha, that's also Shiba Nechasim. To collect from the Loiva himself, that's based on Shiba Raguf. He borrowed the money, you have a right to collect. If he dies, or he sold the karka to the Lukuchas, you're going to go, the Malva is going to go collect from the Yisayim from the Lukuchas, that's based on Shiba Nechasim. That's not based on Shiba Raguf. The Lekech never borrowed the money. The Loiva borrowed the money. So the collecting is based on Shiba Nechasim. So the din is that there's no Shiba Nechasim on Metaltalim. Zon Hashim Nechasim on Karka. That's the question, is that a din d'araisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? What's the whole din of collecting from the Lukuchas? Is that a din d'araisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? That's called Shibura d'araisa, Shibura lav d'araisa. That's a major machlokes in the Gemara. Shibura guf, of course is d'araisa. A person borrows money, of course he owes the money, he has to pay back. But the question is Shibura Nechasim, the ability to collect from the one who never borrowed the money. The loiva sells the karka to the lukucha, so the loiva dies, and the karka goes birusha to the yisaimim. So the ability of the malva to collect from the yisaimim and lukuchas is probably based on shibud nechasim. So is that concept of shibud nechasim, is that shibura deraisa, is that shibura lav deraisa? Shibud aguf is deraisa, but what about shibud nechasim? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara in different places. And the Shach, and we said a few times, Shach in the beginning of Siman Lamedes, Hilchos Gvias Chayves, quotes a long Maroche list. He has 10 Rishonim on one side, 10 Rishonim on the other side. Fundamental Machlek is how we pass on Halacha, whether Shibud Deraisa or Lav Deraisa. Collecting from the Lekuchas and the Yisaimim based on Shibud Nechasim, is that Deraisa Derabbanan? What's the difference? All Takanas Derabbanan in the area of Dinim Amenas work based on Hefker Bezna Hefker. So the bottom line is going to work. There is going to be a Shibud Nechasim. So what's the difference whether the Minat Torah it didn't exist, the Minat Torah exists? What's the difference halacha l'maaseh? So it's very obscure nafkaminis, very very hardly any nafkaminis. In Kiddushan Adaf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara has this machlokes, whether Shibud deraisa or Shibud lav deraisa, whether Shibud Nechasim is deraisa the Rabbanan. So there on Kiddushan there's a Rishon. There's an anonymous Rishon. The first page of the manuscript was missing, so they don't know who wrote it. It's called the Shita Lanoi Delamid, an anonymous Rishon. I don't think he wrote it anonymously, but we don't know who the author was. So the Shita Lanoi Delamid has around 6 Nafkaminas Ladina, but they're very complicated, they're not easy to understand. The simple Nafkamina that the Gemara has, where the Shibud Nechasim is the Raisa the Rabbanan, is the following. If Minat Torah, there's only Shibud Aguf, there's no Shibud Nechasim. So why did the rabbis introduce Shibud Nechasim? Because at the Noel Delis Bifnei Lovin, the fellow's going to borrow money, then he's going to die, or he's going to sell a karka to Lukuchas, and he won't be able to collect because the loiva has no money. So people are going to, I did a toiva and I lent him $25,000, then I don't collect it back because he dies or he's penniless, he doesn't have money. He sold all of his ass, sold all of the karkoes, so that's not fair. So they made a takana de rabbanon, hefkebez now, they made a takana de rabbanon that you collect from the same Lukuchas. If you're going to leave the din on the level of the Raisa that the Malve cannot collect from the Yisrael Melukuchas, the people are just going to stop lending money. So the Gemara, and according to the other opinion, it's not true. The Hashim Nechosim is a din de Raisa. It's not a takana de Rabbanon to see to it that people should continue to be kind enough to lend money. So Gemara has the following nafkemina. A woman gave birth to a baby, and she's obligated to Mizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, and the woman is obligated to bring Karbanos HaYoledes, and she didn't, she died, she didn't have a chance to bring the Karbanos HaYoledes, but she has assets, she has money on her own, she has money on her own. So the Shabbos is, so the Chatos the Yoledes brings a Chatos on another, so the Chatos Shemesa Baileha you can't bring. Once she dies you can't bring, even if she had been mafresh the Chatos before she died, you can't bring a chatos shemesa b'ayla. But the shada brought about the oila. So if she was mafresh the oila mechaim, so you makrev it after she dies. It's an oila. Oila where the b'aylam died, you want makrev. But the shada says if she never was mafresh the oila mechaim, do you say nishtabdo nechaseha, that she, when she gave birth to the baby, she became obligated to bring the korban hayoledah, so she, you have to bring the korban even after she died. Or you say no, she buddha lab deraisis. If she buddha deraisa, then the shtab the hanachasim, you have to bring the carbon oil. If he says she buddha lab deraisim, and I tell her there is no shiba nachasim, the only reason why they introduce a shim nachasim is kadesh alatunadelis bifnei lovin, that the people are going to stop lending money. So that the Gemara knows the Rabbani Shalom is going to give people babies, even if they don't bring him the carbonus. So the whole reason doesn't apply. So the whole takana doesn't apply. See, if you hold shibuda deraisa, you take from the assets of the woman, if she left the assets, you take from the assets and you makrev a korban oil after she died. But if you hold shibuda lav deraisa, the whole motivation to make a takana derabbanan was kadesh shelo tenadalus b'fnei lovin. You don't have to encourage the Rabbanu Shalom to give babies. He's going to continue. He's a goody-goody. He's going to give babies even if the women are not going to bring any korban. So that's an afkamina that Gemara has. By the oilus yoledis, if mesa, so the chatos yoledis, even if hefrisha mechaim, you're not makariv it after the chatos mesa ba'ala, the miso azla. But the oilus yoledis, that's the machlokes. And the shita l'nada l'mi has another five or six nafkamina, it's very complicated.
Why dafka on her nechasim? Could it also apply to the, there could also be a shibud on her husband's money if she has a chiyuv to bring the karban?
You have to look in the Gemara, is the husband mechuyev to bring the karbonis, or is only the wife? That's a Gemara in the Dorim talks about that. The karbonis hayoledis is what we call an oil of a yorid. If she can afford it, she brings more expensive. If she can't afford it, bring less expensive. So the question is, what if she's penniless, but the husband has assets? So is the husband doing her a favor, or is the husband mechuyev to pay from his money? Is he mechuyev to pay men atoira? Or is it only that it's one of the understood conditions of the ksuba that he has to pay? So if the chiv is on, I don't think the chiv is on the husband. The chiv is on the wife. She's the aledis. He's married to her, so he has to help her out. He has to help his wife out. So she needs mizaynus. She needs food, clothing, and she needs to bring karbanos once in a while. He has to help her out. But I don't think the chiv is on the husband. If she's penniless and she can be yotze with a chatos korban oil of yeri, the less expensive one, even though the husband is a rich man, he has a lot of assets, I don't think it's mechuyev to bring the korban asher. I think he brings the korban on, it depends on her. I think so. So again, so what Ula comes from Eretz Yisrael, he says in the name of Lazar, you can make givias hachay from avodim. So Rav Nachman says, do you mean to say even from Yisraelim? So he says, no, I never meant that. I meant minei. You can collect from the avodim if the loiv is still alive. The Gemara says minei. You can collect from a taltalim also. Minei afilu meglim b'dal kasvei. You can take the shirt off of his back also. Here Tosis has a discussion. Is that to be taken literally? You can take the person's shirt off of his back. So there's a din misadrin by Erechin. There's a din of misadrin by Hegdish. Let's say a person took, he pledged to give money to Hegdish, and then the gizbah, he pledged to give $100,000. Then the gizbah comes to take the money. He's a poor man. Do you take his house? He needs clothing. You take his clothing, you take everything, you take the shirt off of his back. So there by Erchin and by Hegdashis, that's called Misadrin. Your Misadr, you leave him some clothes, you leave him one suit for Shabbos, one suit for the weekdays. He needs an automobile to drive to work, he needs whatever, the basic things that he needs, a talisman film, the basic things that he needs, you don't take away from him. That's Misadrin by Hegdash. What about by a Balchayev, not Hegdash, also Misadrin the Balchayev? So that's a discussion in the Gemara, and it's the Machleg Zerabin and Tam and the other Rishayim. That's the last line in the Tosis. Afilim Agrim of Dal Kasre, Rabin and Tam Paisik, Halacha the Eim Misadrin the Balchav, only Misadrin the Hegdish. Eim Misadrin the Balchav. The other Balei HaTosis hold is Misadrin for the Balchav also. Machlekes, that's what we mentioned, that they used to ask like a riddle. If a person, the loiva, owes a fortune of money to the malva, they have a right to take away his tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam. He usually wears two pairs of tefillin, the Rashi, tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam. So they usually want you to say, Rabbeinu Tam holds a misadrim. He can take everything away. And according to the other Rishonim, they don't believe in tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam. So Mimarav Shach, you should be able to take away the tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam. And that's a question, is that correct or not? You have to hold like the Rabbeinu Tam all the way. Tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam, Chassidim Anshei Mais, where Tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam? It's a tzorech. Even though the Rabbeinu Tam himself holds a misadrin the Baal Chayiv, but we don't pass on like that Rabbeinu Tam. And this Rabbeinu Tam we are machmir for. So you don't have to be so consistent. You don't have to say either you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam or not. It's not necessarily correct. Anyway, so that's what Tosis says. Miglima dal kasfei. Tosis says, if he has two shirts, if he has more than one shirt, and he can live with one, then misadra means you let him have one shirt for Shabbos, a fancy shirt, and one shirt for the weekdays, a polo shirt, whatever, and all the rest he can take away. If he only has the shirt, mamish, literally the shirt on his back, glima dal kasfei, so that depends on the machlaikas, when the misadra and the balchay. By Hegdash, for sure, misadra. And Bachov is a machlekes in the Gemara, and machlekes are Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim had a paskin. We paskin not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Paskin, it is Misadim Lachav. He let him keep some of the basics that he needs in order to function. Yeah. So what is it? Nachamol. So Rab Ula comes married, so he says over the name Rab Lozer. Hilchasa Govin Minho Avodim. So Rab Nachman asks, what are you driving at? You mean to say, even though you can only collect from the Yisayimim, from Karka, Metalto, the Liyasmi, Loi Mishtabdi Lebal Chayiv, but you're telling me, the Gevim in Havarim, because Havarim Hukshu Lekarkois, so therefore, just like you can collect from the Karka of the Yisayimim, so you can collect from the Havarim also. Is that what he meant to say? Afilim Yasmi? And he's prepared to attack him on that. Rab Nachman is... He's leading him on. He wants to attack him. He thinks that it's wrong. So Ula says, no, Rab Lozer didn't mean that. He meant minei. If the loiva is still alive, you can collect from the avodim. He says minei. Finim gleim of dal kasvei. That's a double portion like that. What's the chiddush? He can even minei. You can collect even metaltalim. So what's the chiddush? You can collect from the avodim. Avodim kanaim. Amphit. So Ula says, what I meant to say was Achmaskinon Shasoi Apoitiki. He didn't mean Mine. He meant if the Loiva is still alive. Loiva didn't die. Why do we have to bump him off and say Miyasmi? No, he says the Loiva is still alive, but he sold all of his assets to the Lukuchas. So usually you say if you sell Karka to the Lukuchas, there's still a Shiva Nachasim. If you sell the Talplim to the Lukuchas, then there's only Shiva Nachasim a Karka. No, Shem Nachasim and Metaltalim. But over here we're talking, Hocham Askin and Shasoi Apoitiki. The Loiva sold the assets to a Lokeach, but this Evid Kanaini was originally singled out as an Apoitiki. Kidi Rava, the Omar Rava says, Also, avda apotigim mechora. If you make the abeknayin in apotigim, you sell them, even though it's metaltal in the balcha, it can be goyve hemel. But also shor apotigim mechora. If he sells the metaltalim the shor, ain bachayv goyve hemel. Why should there be a difference, whether it's avadim or shor? So the Gemara says, my time, or why is there a difference? Why did the Chachamim say that there's a difference between karka and metaltalim? That if you sell metaltalim to the lekeach, the malbe cannot collect. If he sells karka to the lekeach, the malbe can collect. Why is the difference between karka and metaltalim? The answer is, karka is isle kola, and metaltalim is isle kola. So mishum say the lekuchas, you're going to ruin the whole real estate industry. If you're going to say you can collect from the lekuchas, even though they didn't know to watch out. There was Leslie Kohler. How are they supposed to know that they're buying a piece of ground, a piece of land that's Meshubin? There's Meshubin Lechosim on it. It's going to be taken away. So you're going to ruin the whole real estate industry. So just like we distinguish between Karka and Metaltalim, when you get to collecting from the Lekuchas, Leslie Kohler. Here also, if you make an apoitiki on an Ebekanaini, that's Isle Kola. If you have an Apotik on the shore, it's going to be Leisle Kola. So therefore, Osa Abda Apotiki Mechorai, Bachoib is Gabi Himen. It would have been the same on Metaltalim also. Yeah, it would have been the same on Metaltalim, but Metaltalim is Leisle Kola. But the Ebekanaini is Isle Kola. So that's what Ula patched up. Ula said over a din in the name of Blaza, Gaibin Minho Avodim, and Rab Nachman was about to attack him. He said, you mean to say, and apparently he thinks that it's not correct, the din should be ein goyvim minhu avodim. That's what Tosis is going to ask, why not? Avodim hukshu l'karkos. And kol atar kul avodim hukshu l'karkos. So karka you can't collect from the yisayman. So why shouldn't you be able to collect over here, even if not aso apoytiki? That's what Tosis is going to have to talk about. So the Gemara says, the difference between osa shor apotik, osa avda apotik, because hai is lekola, hai leis lekola, and we're concerned about pseida de lukuchas. That's the Gemara. The basa de nafak, this is what Rabbi Loza Ula said over a din in the name of Rabbi Loza, and Rabbi Nachman was about to attack him, and he says, I never said that. I meant differently. He meant this whole story, is lekola, leis lekola. Basa de nafak, after Rabbi Nachman left the Beis Medrash, so Ula tells all the other people in the Beis Medrash what I said was not true. I didn't want Rav Nachman to attack me at Chaynik. I saw he was warming up to attack me. So he says, Hachi Amar Rav Loza, what I heard from Rav Loza was, Afila mi yasmi. You can't collect from the Yisayim even if lo yasoy apoytiki. Even if he did make an apoytiki. Since Avodim Hukshu l'karkos and Karka, you can't. The Malva can collect the karka from the Yisayimim, so he can collect the Avodim also. So when Rav Nachman heard that after he left the Beis Medrash, Ula said, that's not really true, what I said was a lie. So he said, Ishtamten Ula. Ula was afraid he was hiding from me. He waited till I left the Beis Medrash, then he said over what he really meant in the first place, and didn't want to say it in my presence, because he knew I was going to give him over the head. I was going to disagree with him. So the Gemara says, so it's a machlekes. Rav Nachman thinks that it cannot be, that you cannot collect from Avodim of the Yorshim, because Avodim apparently lo hukshu l'karkos. Avodim don't have a din of karka, and mitalta l'liyasmi lo mishtabdi l'machay. So you have no right to collect Avodim. And Ula quotes in the name of Rav Lazar that Avodim are hukshu l'karkos, and therefore you can't collect from the Yisrael. What does anybody else hold? It's a machlokes between Ula in the name of Rav Lazar and Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, Have you ever been Ardor? This issue came up once in Ardor. Can't come up in America. Lincoln freed the slaves, so there's no Eved Kanani. But before Lincoln, before Abraham Lincoln, so there were Eved Kanani. So what would the din be? How do we pass them? Do we pass like Rav Lazar? What Ula quoted in the name of Rav Lazar, that you can't collect from the assignment? Or should we pass them like Rav Nachman, who was going to attack him? Then it can't be so. So Gemara says, issue came up in the city of Nador, the Agvu Dine de Nador. The Bezin and Nador Paskin that you can't collect from Nisan. Have you the Bepum Bedisa, another city, Vagri Avchana Babizna? He also Paskin like that you can't collect. And Rab Nachman didn't like that psak. So Rab Nachman said, Omalu Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman said, Zilu Ahadoru. He held, Tyson said, he held that it's a Toy Bedvar Mishnah. So they must reverse the psak. And he said, Zila Vahaduru, you better reverse the psak. The law, if you don't reverse the psak, Magvina Luchu La Pandaichu, I will take away your homes, your palaces, your expensive homes. Because sometimes the din is if the dayan made an obvious mistake, Toy Bidvar Mishnah, he has to reverse the psak. Toy Bidvar Mishnah is Choyzer. And if he doesn't want to reverse the psak, we make him pay. He's another mamazik. He gave the wrong psak. So he's mafsid the person money by paskening incorrectly that you have a right to take away the avodim from the assignment. So Rav Nachman threatened them, Zila Vahadoru, he told the Dayanim they should reverse the psak because it's Toy Bidvar Mishnah he held. The Eloi, if you don't reverse the psak, I'll make you make good, I'll make you pay. I'll take away your palaces to pay the Yisaimim for the home that you took away from them. Omele Rabbi Rav Nachman, so Rabbi asks him, why are you so convinced that you are right? Look, so many scholars disagree with you. Here's Ula and Rav Lozer and Dinah Den Ador and the Dinah Pumbedisa, they all saw the same thing. They all say that word that you can collect Avodim from Nisayim. Avodim Hukshul Kakos. You can't collect from Nisayim. The Taltal of the Asulah Mishtab Dil Machai, but Avodim Hukshul Kakos. So Rav asks Rav Nachman, Mar, my dear Rabbi, Kiman Svirle, who do you hold like? Here, the majority hold not like them. And he insists that he's right. Rav Nachman insists. Rav Nachman, the Gemara says, was an expert in Dini Mamas. Nachman Dainhuv, and Ochas Lumke the Dina. So he was so convinced that he's right, he says, they better reverse the psak. It's a toy bedvar mishnah. If it's a toy b'shik al hadas and you don't reverse the psak, he says no. It's a toy bedvar mishnah. Tais explains if they don't reverse the psak, I'll make them pay from their pocket because they made a terrible error over here. So he says, Mar kemansvi who do you hold like? I'm like, I know must need to eat dinah. So Rav Nachman says it's an often a mishnah. What does it say? A brayson, an often a brayson. That what avodim lo hukshu the karkos. The Tani Avimi proves Bochal al Karka, Venachal al Hoavodim. There are different dinim, but we distinguish between Karka and the Taltlan. So one of the dinim is the din of Pruzbal. What is the din of Pruzbal? Pruzbal is a detail within Hilchas Shemitah. When Shemitah comes to a close, Shvis Mishamet is Bisofa. When the Shnas HaShemitah comes to a close, so whoever lent money, a halvoah, to someone else, there's a lav lo yigas esochiv ki kore shmita l'Hashem. You're not allowed to ask for the money. That's negisa. The pressure, the loiva, to pay back the money is also. One shmita comes to a close, so we consider it as if all the chayvus were cancelled. Shvis mishametas b'soifa. Shmita, the end of the shnasa shmita, cancel all the debts. So what if people owe me a fortune of money? So I won't be able to collect if the shmita is over. So you have to write a prusbal. What's the din of a pruzbal? A pruzbal is a takana with the rabbanon. Hillel made the takana's pruzbal, and he said, "If you moisesh the rice of the bezin, if you give over your debts to the bezin, and bezin's going to collect it, that's not subject to the laws of shemitah. Shemitah is only if a private person owes money to a private person." Says. You're not allowed to be no gaze, not allowed to oppress the guy, you're not allowed to harass the loiva that he should pay you if the Shemitah came too close. But if somebody owes money to the Bezin, so they're going to run to pay the money to the Bezin. Bezin doesn't have to be no gaze them. Out of their heads for the Bezin, Bezin's going to see to the people are going to pay the money, and there's no violation of lo yigos. So Hillel made a takana that not only if you were actually in reality moisesh the rice of the bezin, and the bezin is going to collect the debt, even if you are not moisesh the rice, I just make an oral declaration, or I write it down on a document, a shtar, okay. A pruzbal doesn't have to even be written down. Pruzbal can be made balpeh, says in Shulchan Aruch. An erev Rosh Hashanah, when Shemitah is coming to a close, an erev Rosh Hashanah, after we daven minchas, I say to the guy next to me, I give all of my chayvus to the Bezin of the Rabbinical Council of America that they should collect it on my behalf. So you can make an oral declaration of a pruzbal. Make an oral declaration. But a pruzbal is only valid. Why does it help? Because when it comes to Bezin, they don't have to be no gays. Everyone knows the Bezna has a right to collect the money, so the people, out of respect for the Bezna, they're going to run and give the money to the Bezna. So this din, that you can write a prusbul, a takana sila, can write a prusbul, is only if the loiba has karka. If the loiba doesn't have any karka, then you cannot write a prusbul. Prusbul chal only ala karka, mana chal ala avadim. You can write a prusbul if the loiba only owns metaltalim, or he only owns eviknaini, you cannot write a prusbul. I avadim hukshul karkos. So he says, some reason or another, it's different over here. Why is it different? So that's what we gotta work on. Why is it over here? Why is Rav Nachman so convinced? No, masnita yadina. I have a brisa that says avadim alohuk shul karkos. So Tosfos says, but become a duchten ashkan avadim alohuk shul karkos. What is he saying? Lohuk shul karkos. So there's a fundamental machlokes here, Tosfos and the Raavad. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Okay, blin at it tomorrow. Oh, what's the story tomorrow? Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. So what was the vote?
Parsha.
Okay. So we'll have to start on Sunday with this. So we'll do something else tomorrow. Good.
Sorry, I missed the last couple of days. I had the flu. So.
Feel better.
Thank you. I'm on the mat.
You mentioned in shir that you have an Erev Chatzeres in your building.
Yes.
Can we assume that you don't need a Erev Chatzeres if you're in an Erev already?
If what?
One is in an Erev.
One is in the Erev. No, the Erev, you have to put away a box of matches. The Erev.
I mean, he's family.